Do you think buying a bunch of gifts will make your family happier this Christmas? Think again. I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Debt is a deceiver that enslaves people during the holidays. It robs joy and deprives borrowers of many opportunities. It sets households back financially, adds unnecessary stress, and causes marriage strife. Sadly, it prevents people from seeing God work in miraculous ways. So why do people give in to it? They falsely believe they'll find contentment in what debt can buy. They fall for the lie that more, better, faster, newer will bring happiness, status, acceptance, or success. Before buying what the world says you need, choose to buck the system. Spend the holidays simply, free of stress, enjoying nature, cooking together, and observing family traditions. Encourage the sharing of stories. Learn each other's testimonies. Celebrate the Lord. Paul said he learned the secret of being content, whether facing plenty or hunger, abundance or need. Like Paul, we must be willing to say no to the things of this world and yes to the things of God. He told Timothy that godliness with contentment is great gain. The Bible doesn't prohibit borrowing, but it strongly warns of its dangers. Credit cards are fine when purchasing budgeted items, but if they're not in your budget for the month, forget it. And if you carry a credit card, here's my one rule. Always pay off your balance each month to avoid penalties and interest. So determine what you can spend without going into debt this Christmas. You'll have a much happier new year. In my book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan's an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.